It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, guess what tonight, fellas? It's Harry Potter night.
Yeah, it is.
Clint, you can get your ass out there. Get you a little Harry Potter.
What house are you? I'm Ravenclaw.
Shut up, man.
No, I'm dead serious. You can go to a website and take a test. It takes like 5 minutes, and it tells you which of the four houses you're in. And no. I'm Ravenclaw because I'm clever. And
no, it's no, I'm good, man. You get you one of them.
I bet you're a Hufflepuff.
Is it Quidditch? Get you one of wear your your Quidditch shirt.
Yeah, man.
The only reason why I know about it is because I spent all that damn money on them damn stupid wands at when we went to Disneyland, and them Quidditch jerseys and shirts or whatever.
As did I. But for myself.
Yeah. No, I didn't buy any for myself.
Playing that Quidditch, you got to watch out for them bludgers, man.
Yeah, nah, man. Harry Potter tonight. Harry Potter night at the Daikin. Clint, so.
Is that Lord of the Rings?
No, it's Harry Potter.
That's just your go-to, isn't it?
Yeah, now that y'all told me how stupid I was.
Lord of the Rings night would be tight.
I need to get my wife. We need to, since all this extra time that we have nowadays, and just watch that Harry Potter stuff.
You'd love it.
You would not. There is no chance.
One could say it's magical.
Now, again, unfairly, I don't know anything about it. So for me to say there's no chance, but I mean, judging what I walked around. At that Disneyland, at that portion of Universal, and how people were into that. Nah, boss, I don't think that would be your bag. I'll just be honest with you. Well, you were waiting on that. They have.
That son of a bitch, John Williams, gets me every time with these tracks.
They have little Jose Altuve with a hat on. In the photo
they didn't have to
Harry
do
Potter
like
night.
and wizards and Harry Potter don't even wear the hat like that. Besides, like Dumbledore.
Okay,
that's more of a witch's hat. They did Tuve wrong with that.
I mean, you know all about it.
Like he's some sort of year two out there at Hogwarts. Like this is the GOAT.
Lineup here tonight. Taylor
perfect
Trammell.
Music for it.
Taylor Trammell in left field. Jose Altuve, as pitcher, is the DH tonight.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Christian Walker is at first base. Cam Smith back in the lineup in the cleanup spot. Jacob Melton gets another crack in the five spot. Yiner Diaz, of course. Mauricio Dubon is at third base tonight, guys. You asked for it. Shea Whitcomb, he's going to play second tonight. Okay.
Expecto Patronum.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
That's a spell.
Zach Short. Now, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the second base position.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I thought we may just let Bryce ride it out. But Zach Short, sorry, folks that want Zach out of there, he is the shortstop and bat ninth, and Jason Alexander. So how many we got tonight?
It don't matter who in the hell gets hurt. They going to play musical chairs with this defense, ain't they?
Not Zach Short.
They're gonna need some magic with this lineup.
I mean, it just doesn't. Dubon should be the. Don't get me started on this. I don't. I mean, right now, all of a sudden, Shea Whitcomb can come to the Major League Baseball level and just play whatever position he wants to play, huh?
Whatever. After those four errors he committed in one game at third base in six innings,
would like to make those disappear, right?
Taylor Trammell, that's one who started in Sugar Land. Jacob Melton, that's two. Shea, Zach, Jason Alexander is the starter. So,
Altuve is a Gryffindor.
Five of the 10, including the starter, are Sugarlanders.
But they're all wizards.
That's what you call half cocked, folks.
There it is. Half cocked. But, Clint, after they need some help, the Astros. Now, that leads down to three games, Clint. I don't know why. Maybe it's stupid. I'm sure someone on the text line will tell me, or YouTube and Twitch. That three feels a lot different now than than the four. I don't know why. I know it's just one game, but all of a sudden, the three game lead now over the Mariners, as they win last night and the Astros lose their fifth straight, feels like this thing got real tight here, and they seem like they are really fighting for their lives, and the Mariners, who it feels like it was seven not too long ago, are now back to three like they were going into the final game of that series to start the second half. It just feels a lot tighter right now.
Well, yeah, they're a lot tighter because, I mean, you just said they lost five in a row. I mean, let's go ahead and add a little context there to the A's and the Nationals. Like, this isn't – you didn't roll in there and the Dodgers get you four or whoever the best teams in baseball are right now. I mean, whoever it may be, you lost to two teams. I mean, you lost five straight to two teams that you had no business losing one to, if we're being completely honest. I think it was fair. But – yeah, so I mean, it's a lot worse when you add context to it, man. They couldn't give a ton of support to Fromber last night. Let's see if they can give it to old buddy tonight.
Yeah, old buddy being Jason Alexander tonight. But Clint, the GM Dana Brown said, or at least alludes to, feeling like help's going to be on the way, and not just the help that we've been talking about, the injured guys that we'll see what happens, but. As he talked on the broadcast last night, on the telecast last night, we feel like we're going to get something done, General Manager Dana Brown said. And he said adding a bat is a priority, but a starter or a reliever would be as well. He also spoke to Jim Bouton, a former GM, and he said that a left-handed hitter and a Game 3 starter for the playoffs are the two top things he's looking at. Ryan O'Hearn, Brandon Lowe, or Lau, or a couple of names that they've talked about that are out there. But it seems that, much like he did last year, Dana Brown is going to add to this team to give them help. And they absolutely need it, right? And because you just cannot depend on knowing if you're going to have those guys that are injured back for the stretch run. You can't depend on that, and they've got to make a Kikuchi-like move. I know we have fun saying that name, but I didn't even say that one with laughter. I mean it. They've got to make that level of move to their starting rotation, and they probably do need a bat, even if everybody came back.
Well, the Astros have stolen that joy from us, right? These injuries have stolen that Kikuchi joy from us. We can't even have fun with it anymore. We're dead-ass serious. Like, at the end of the day, what I guess feel good about here, Ron, is Dana Brown's transparency, if you will. He had no problems whatsoever saying, we're working, man. We're working. We're busy as ever right now, trying to get this and that and this. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're not playing coy. I mean, he is definitely out there flipping stones, trying to see what's available for the Astros. So, if you can take any level of confidence, I guess, from this, it's Dana Brown's transparency and appear his kind of approach here is go get better.
Yeah, they got to. So, trade deadline, remember, is Thursday. So we are coming up on that. Teams are making some moves, and there are some moves out there. And clearly, Dana Brown has expressed he's on the phones trying to get this done, as they got to try to get out of this hole. Coming up again, the lineup tonight: Trammell in left field, Altuve is at DH tonight, Christian Walker at first, Cam Smith, Jacob Melton back in center, Yiner behind the plate again. Dubon is at third base tonight, with Shea Whitcomb getting a start at second, and then there's Zach Short at shortstop has continued to pick up that spot in the injury of Jeremy Pena. By the way, Jeremy Pena is supposed to make a rehab start at Sugarland tonight, along with Sean Dubin. He is going to pitch as well. So hopefully, man, this is just a one and out, and Jeremy Pena can get up here as soon as possible. All right, Nico Collins, he spoke on his new OC, led me to some questions, and we'll look at how the O-line was today. They've had some struggles at the beginning of camp. We'll talk about what happened today. That's next.
Nico has got him on fire, baby.